Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IG Petrochemicals Limited Q3 and 9M FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Bhandari, CFO, IG Petrochemicals Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On the behalf of IG Petrochemicals, I extend a warm welcome for joining us on the call today. On this call, we have joined by SGA, our investor relations advisor. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial results and the investor presentation, which have been uploaded on the stock exchange and our website. To begin with, I would like to give you a quick overview of recent development in chemical industry, followed by the operational and financial performance of IG Petrochemicals. Given the distinguished advantage of Indian market, many chemical manufacturers in India have reaped the benefit of being an alternative supplier to the global market. Although in recent times, the chemical industry has been facing huge cost pressure due to multiple headwinds like strict COVID policy in China, policy tightening across the central bank, higher energy prices in Europe, other geopolitical uncertainties, which has disrupted the overall consumption right from textile to paint in the global market. Despite multiple headwinds, many organized players have been able to sell through it and had a nominal impact on their business. Over the last few quarters, overall global freight cost has also normalized. Same has been mirrored in the import parity price of the many imported goods, including phthalic anhydride. Phthalic anhydride is our main product, and we have not only pioneered it in India, but also we have imprinted our global leadership in it since our foundation. It is used as an intermediate product to paint, plasticizer, resin, pigment, UPR, and many other specialty chemicals. We produce phthalic anhydride, malic anhydride, benzoic acid, and recently started the production of advanced plasticizer DEP at our plant at Taloja. We are delighted to say that our PA5 project, which is the fifth project of phthalic, is under progressing well, and we are targeted to commence the same by March 2024. In terms of operational highlights, before we move to quarterly results, let me give you a context of recent development in PAN and engineering industry. We have witnessed a few hiccups in the demand of the PAN during the quarter gone by, specifically post festive season of Deepavali. Our product find application in more than 20 users industry. However, revenue contribution from paint, plasticizer, pigments are more than half, and these markets are facing a subdued demand in the global market. Mainly with China has increased the anti-dumping duty on CPC, which has resulted, demonstrated the slowdown and the sundown of the few of the CPC players in India. This comprises around 15 to 20% of overall customer base. On the other hand, the US in October also imposed the anti-dumping duty of 400% on the UPR, which has decelerated the overall demand of PAN. However, the same has been withdrawn in December. That has increased the stockpile globally. Globally, the UPR is an important major market for PAN. Hence, during the year end, we observed that apart from the increase in the stocks for the company, a lot of companies are, because the price was declining, were destocking their stocks across the customer segment, especially in UPR pigment, and same has been echoed in the price and the spread of PAN. Despite this, we have registered a resilient performance in overall business. Now we are seeing the uptick in the demand in January, February and going forward. And destocking is also over. Now we have seen the good demand across all the segments. Coming to our operating performance and the financial performance for the Q3 FY23, the revenue stood at 525 crore, a growth of 3%. EBITDA is 55% with a margin of around 10.5%. Overall margin has been affected primarily due to the 8 to 10% drop in the volume, which has resulted into lower contribution of the PAN as well as the realization of PAN. We have made a provision of around 11 crore on account of MTM on the forex of the euro. 8 crore is reflected in the MTM and 3 crore is a part of financial cost. lower spread between OF and PEN because of the overall global market is also highlighted few minutes back. Despite lower spread, we are able to register a profit of 25 crore. Had it not been the Forex M2M and the lower of the production, the margin, PAT margin would have been much better. On 9 months performance, the total revenue stood at around 1764, a growth of 29%. Revenue contribution from non-thalic businesses at 129 crore, a growth of around 36%, which include mainly the malic anhydride, benzoic acid, and the DEP. EBITDA for 9 months stood at 270 crore, operating margin at 15%, and profit after tax at 162 crore, a margin of around 9.2%. As on December, company's net debt negative, basically the net debt negative by 200 crore. That means we have a higher cash than the debt. We have more than 300 crore of cash in the balance sheet right now. Way forward in our market per capita consumption of many goods and services that find application in the PEN is still quite low. We anticipated good demand of PEN and its derivative will continue to expand at healthy rate. This is because the rising income and ongoing government spending and focus on the infrastructure, which will create a lot of opportunities for us. The long-term story of India is still intact and the same has been worked by many global agencies. Thalic anhydride is a very essential chemical and find end application in most of the other chemistries in the downstream. India still import around 8,000 to 10,000 tons of phthalic in the domestic market. We are an prominent and proficient manufacturer of phthalic. We are well positioned to capitalize the upcoming demand. On the other end, we continue to explore the opportunity in the downstream derivative segment and committed to diversify our product portfolio. Revenue contribution from non-phthalic has also been growing at a healthy rate. We believe that we have laid a strong foundation for our future. We will continue to maintain our growth trajectory. With this, we will open the floor for the question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Khetan from Smith Institutional. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, first question, into your initial remarks, you mentioned that China has imposed some anti-dumping duty. If you could give more clarification as what was that, I missed that point.
So basically, they have put the anti-dumping duty on the CPC and the pigment. A lot of players in India, which are generally manufacturing in India and selling it to China, they find it very difficult. That was the one part, and second part of the COVID disturbance in the China. That has resulted into the lower demand of selling in CPC segment. Most of the CPC, all the players of the CPC are our customers.
Okay, and also similar anti-dumping duty on UPR is imposed in US. That has also led to
In October, November, December. October, they have imposed 400% duty on UPR. A lot of Indian players are sending their product, final product of UPR to US. They put the duty in October and withdrawn in December.
Okay, so how is the demand right now?
Looking at the last quarter and the performance of the demand, the quarter which we are starting right now, the demand is very good. In fact, the guys who have done the de-stocking of their products, the demand is coming from both sides. First, they need to stock, and second, there is a demand for the actual product. So what we have seen in last quarter is, you can say, exceptional cases where the everything happened together, the China, the US overall demand. And now the demand is again get back to the normalcy.
Okay, but this anti-dumping duty in China, so that remains. So now we have to wait and watch if the demand picks up.
That remains. So that's why we have seen the slow pickup in the CPC in pigments.
Okay.
But we are not that much worried because we have diversified. We have supplied to almost all the chemical and chemistries. But in that side, slightly the growth is, we are able to see the growth, but it's slow compared to the other segment.
Okay. And sir, the volumes for the quarter you mentioned, they have also declined by 8 to 10%.
So typically we have 52,000 to 53,000. This time we have around 49,000.
Any particular?
No. That is our production. Typically we sell 50,000 to 51,000. This
correct.
Quarter we sold 46,000 around.
56,000.
46. Around
46. 46. Okay.
8 to 9% lower.
Okay.
So that has resulted into the lower.
Or is it because
it was a shutdown for 25 days for two of the units, so as to hook up with them for PFI.
Okay, 25 days shutdown we had taken. Okay,
yeah. That is small. 10 days for one and 15 days for another unit.
Okay, so next quarter definitely there would be volume growth, at least we can expect.
There will be a volume growth, or you can say normalcy in the value.
Normalcy. Okay.
So the price is between 50,000 to 52,000 per quarter.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Sir, into the export side, so we had witnessed that in the month of October, November and December, there were huge inventories which had been lined up, and because of that, when demand has started to weaken, hence we had seen lot of inventory liquidations across the globe. So how is the export market now shaping up?
And export is good. We sold more than 6,000 tons in export. Export is doing very well, but now the domestic demand is also good. So generally, we maintain the same of 10 to 15% of our product to be sold in export market, 80 to 85% in domestic market.
Okay. And domestic demand is anyway strong, so there is no big impact.
Yeah. It is steady. Now it has come to normalcy. I think there was some disturbance in November and December. Post Deepavali.
Okay. If you can share the revenue for the DEP business for the quarter?
So all the DEP, Malik, everything was 15 crore. Because the Malik prices has gone down. So typically we are expecting 20 to 25 crore of the revenue from Malik. But this time, since there was a shutdown of the lower production of Malik, and the price realization on Malik was also on lower side. So 15 crore was the revenue for Malik.
15 crore was from Malik, and sir, from Malik, from DEP?
DEP is the same, 14 to 15 crore.
Okay.
And 7 crore is the other income, which is the interest income of the investment.
Got it. Sir, on to the spreads part now. So we are again back to the historical spreads, like where we used to make around 150.
Typically it was around 100 for the last quarter. Now we are running between 170 to 200. Again, which is historically average.
Okay, so this quarter was around $100 per ton, but current spreads are $170 to $200.
Correct.
Okay. And sir, is there any impact on
one point which I need to highlight is the result was impacted because we have our debt facility for PA4. In euro, and we have provided 11 crore rupees on account of M2M charges for the M2M charges on the forex depreciation of the euro from 79 rupee to 88 rupee against the euro versus the rupee in one quarter. So we need to provide 11 crore rupees on M2M forex charges. You see, 8 crore rupees has been provided in foreign exchange gain and loss, and 3 crore rupees has been provided into the financial cost.
Got it, sir. Okay. Sir, just one last question. Sir, on to the orthoxylene prices. So for this quarter, we were witnessing that orthoxylene prices were moving up quite fast. And current trend also, they are at the, you can take around 95 to 100 rupees a kilo. How you see the trend, sir, right now, considering the phthalic anhydride prices, they are not moving up, but the spreads are declining. So what is your outlook on to the OX prices only?
So I think it is very difficult to predict the prices of the crude oil or any of the intermediate product of the petrochemical. I think we are not worried about what is the prices of OX. We are just looking at what is the margin. So even if prices are 80 rupee, 85 or 90, it doesn't matter. For us, because we have sufficient banking limit to take care of the raw material requirement, what we are always concentrating on the margin. And right now, margin is it fairly between $170 to $200.
Okay. any risks that you're foreseeing for the current quarter in terms of demand, so wherein it can take any impact?
I think I would like to avoid the question about the forward looking. I think for the next quarter, our board meeting is expected in May. We can discuss about that.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Nirav Jimudia from Anvil Research. Kindly proceed. Excuse me, Mr. Nirav Jimudia.
Hello.
Yes, sir, we can hear you now.
Sir, in your opening remarks, you mentioned that pigments had an impact in Q3. So, if you can just help us explain that when we started this financial year, or probably H1 of FY23, and take it on a base of 100. So, let's say the demand was 100 when we started the year, or probably in H1. How much the demand has fallen in Q3? And from that Q3 levels, how much it has improved now? So, if you can just...
You are talking about only CPC and pigments?
Yeah. So, pigments, because I think that was the...
We typically sell between 10 to 15%.
Okay.
Of our overall production to the CPC and pigment segment. I think India has 4 or 5 plants. Out of that, 3 or 4 plants were shut during the 1 or 2 months. And now the plant has started, but demand has picked up to 50 to 60%. Still, we are able yet to see the full demand pick up in the pigment segment.
So, sir, let's say on a quarterly basis, if our sales volumes is 50,000 tons, we typically sell something around 7 to 8,000 tons. So,
yeah, 10 to 15%, correct.
Yeah, so 7 to 8,000 tons, the demand has fallen to literally nil, or let's say few thousand tons, and correct. That has now recovered 50%. So 50% of 7,000 tons, right?
Correct. 3,000 tons.
Got it.
It keep on changing every quarter and every month based on the demand.
Correct. And
I think the China. Duty is one part. Second, there was some challenges in the China because of the COVID. Because China is open up,
yeah.
We are able to see the gradual improvement in the demand.
Correct. Sir, second question is on the new phthalic plant, which is going to be commissioned by March. So, when we compare across our all phthalic plants which we have set up, whenever we have some interaction, you mentioned that every time we used to have some cost advantage over the of previous phthalic plant. So, if you can just walk us through the cost advantage in terms of the new phthalic plant vis-a-vis the latest plant which we have commissioned, that would be helpful.
So, basically, every phthalic plant, the advantage is because the plant is at same location.
Yeah.
So, all the utilities and infrastructure and land which you need to have for a new plant will not be there, number one. Number second, manpower is almost same, except some labors and lower level management people are recruited, whereas all management costs will remain more or less same. So, overall cost of production, which is typically 120 when we started first plant to 150,
yeah.
It was 100 to 120. Right now, for the conversion cost, is $75 to $80 for the new plant, which is the lowest.
Correct. So safe to assume that whatever, whenever this new phthalic plant will come, probably the cost will be again 15-20% lower than this
existing setup. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Kindly proceed.
Good evening, sir. I did not get this non-PAN sales. You said 15 crores or 15 plus 15?
So, 15 crore for Mali, 15 crore for DEP, and 7 crore for investment, interest in the investment.
So, totally 30 crores is the plus 37. And what is the EBITDA for this segment, sir, for these non-PAN products?
It is not possible because Malik generally, because whatever is the revenue is EBITDA because there is no other raw material is required. So
correct.
Malik, of course, today the prices of the Malik in the last quarter has gone up around 10 to 20% below phthalic. So for us, As such, there is no challenge because whatever is the revenue, we generally expect between 20 to 25 crore quarterly basis. This time, because the production was low and the pricing was low, we were able to realize around 14 to 15 crore. And there is no specific EBITDA you can assign because it will be wrong to assign because there is no raw material involved. You are realizing that malic from the wash water of phthalic.
Okay. Sir, what is the reason for this weakness in the demand for malic?
I think the key reason was that China, which has set up a lot of plants for the purpose of using the malic for the BDO to PBAT and PBT. Since a lot of PBT, PBT and BDO plants has not started,
okay,
or started and doesn't have direct demand, so they are trying to sell a lot of malic in the international market, which has compressed the margin for malic. However, having said that, the pricing was around 800 to 900. Now it has improved to around 1100 to 1200 for malic dollar pattern.
So the way you are saying, it looks like from Q4 things would be back to normal, or would it take one more quarter for malic?
For malic, it is improving gradually.
Okay.
I believe that once it is fully improved, you will be able to see the impact in the market. Right now, at fully improved level, the revenue from the malic at full production, we are expecting around 20 to 25 crore, which will be annualized 100 crore.
Okay. So, my next question is, if you see this quarter sales, it's around 518 crores.
Yes.
And similarly, in last year, March quarter, we had almost 517 crores.
Yes.
Now, the net profit made during, March was 73.6 crores.
Yes.
Whereas this time, it is 25.5.
Correct.
Now, you have already given me the currency loss of around 11 crores.
Correct.
So, that means whatever the difference is all due to
margin,
the lower realization in the
Correct.
Phthalic.
That's right. Phthalic, as well as lower production of phthalic and malic and lower realization of malic.
Okay. Lower realization of both the products as well as the volume also.
Correct.
Okay. So, my third question is, we have given an announcement about formation of a subsidiary. If you could give some details about that.
So, company is exploring various opportunities to look at exploring the opportunities for the downstream products as well as marketing of the phthalic products as well as sourcing of orthogels. For that purpose, we thought to set up a subsidiary, and maybe we may be setting up an office also for that purpose.
Okay. And lastly, you were already have some spare land and scouting for new land also regarding, for the downstream products. Any latest update on that?
I think it is under progress. So once we finalize it, we will be able to inform. It is under process. Land is not that easy transaction to do or go ahead with. A lot of due diligence is required. That is under process right now.
Okay, so this we have been hearing for last few quarters. So what I wanted to ask is, till the P5 comes into stream, will the management do not want to venture into any other CapEx related?
We are simultaneously working on two or three projects. So right now it will not be fair to share the detail because it is to be approved by the board. Once we finalize it, whether it's a land or the project, it will directly come into the board and public domain. Till that, I would not like to prefer to comment on it.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. Please press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aman Vishwakarma from Robo Capital. Kindly proceed. Hello, Mr. Aman Vishwakarma. Mr. Vishwakarma, can you hear us? So, as there is no response, we'll be moving on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Tiwari from Arihant Capital. Can we proceed?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So my first question is, after the new plant comes up, the PA5, what would be the blended cost of production for our company, for telecanalyze, approximately?
I think slow IG is 5 to 7% lower than what it is today. Conversion cost today is around $80 to $100. It will be $70 to $75. Conversion cost. Apart from that, there is a fixed cost of manpower and all that. So you can say 4 to 5% lower than blended compared to what it is today.
Sure, sir. And sir, in terms of the new tele, this PF5 plant coming, what would be the incremental production we can do for maleic anhydride?
So, for phthalic, it will be 50 to 53,000 tons for phthalic. And maleic, we are expected to add around 2,500 to 2,600 tons. So, today we are expecting 7,500 for maleic. It will be 10,000 tons around, plus minus 2-3%.
Sure, sir. And sir, lastly, just on the raw material, so is there any increase in orthoxylene prices in the current quarter?
Orthoxylene prices for the last quarter, which we are talking about, have moved from 95 to say 80 rupees, and right now it is hovering around between 80 to 85.
Sure, thank you. That's all for my side. Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Alakmar from iThought PMS. Kindly proceed.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I have a couple of questions. My first question is, how effective
your voice is not clear. Can you pick up the handset, please?
Are you using the handset, sir? Can you please use the handset?
Now is it okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. So, my first question is, how effective is the anti-dumping duty to curb the dumping of PA into the country? Like, have you seen any instances from the suppliers using some other ways to overcome this duty barrier?
So, anti-dumping duty was in place for a couple of years back. Then it has been removed. Then it has been added for some of the countries. For some of the players, it is there. Some of the players for the same country, it is not applicable. It's generally the country-wise and the player-wise. Right now, in some of the places, there is anti-dumping duty, and that is also a levelized one. That means it is in some places, it's basically the 5%, 7%, 8%, the slabs has been given. So, anti-dumping duty is generally applicable in case there is too much dumping happening from outside India. But as you know that India is deficit of 1 lakh ton, so in any case, 8 to 10,000 ton is imported in India. Last quarter when the demand was low in India, you have seen the overall import in India has also gone down from 25,000 to 15,000 tons. But so long as the demand is there, more than what is supplied in India, import has to happen irrespective of duty. So right now we can see little impact of duty because right now what is imported in India is the actual requirement, which is deficit. The deficit, because also we are also exporting 10 to 15% plus the actual deficit, both put together, India has to import that.
Okay. And another question is, like, what is the industry sector of phthalic anhydride globally? Like, is the industry consolidated among few players or is it fragmented?
So, I think in global market, overall in the phthalic side, there is no such new plant is coming up because everybody which has a refinery come petrochemical, they have a phthalic, but phthalic is less than 1% of the overall scheme of when you're talking about the big player. And no new production expected to come up. So, when we see the demand is going into downstream, a lot of new industries like UPR, specialty chemical, agrochemical, the phthalic demand, not only the existing player, the demand in downstream has gone up, but also the number of industries they scattered to has also gone up. So we see the good demand going forward for the phthalic and no new SS capacity has been built up. As you go into various downstream industries, in the various chemistries, everywhere phthalic is an intermediate and required. We don't find any problem or challenge in terms of the overall demand.
Yeah, and you talked about the application of PA in specialty chemicals. So, can you give some specific applications of this PA in specialty chemical segment?
So, a lot of specialty chemical, I will not give you the exact detail, but I can give you the like
Lakshmi, Deepak Nitrite, Deepak Fertilizer, Make Money Organic. Lot of specialty chemical companies are buying the phthalic, and it is required in various small chemistries. I don't have the right now the detail about the individual product, but almost all the specialty chemicals buy the phthalic.
Thank you. That's it from me.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Khetan from Smith Institutional. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. Sir, how is the import trend? Like, I believe sir, when I was checking the government data, for the month of October and November, we are witnessing some increase in imports because of normalization of demand and supply. So, on that, we are witnessing imports also have started to increase. How are you looking at this?
So, imports for the last quarter have gone down from 25,000-26,000 tons to 15,000-16,000 tons. Imports is generally equivalent to what is the deficit demand. That means, if demand is X and production is X minus 10, so 10 has to be imported. So, we are seeing right now import in line with what is the requirement in India. We don't see the excess import in India.
Okay, so the trend is similar only. Also for
I think typically it is 8,000-10,000 ton or 10,000-12,000 ton every month, but the last quarter it was 5,000-6,000 month. Last month it was 5,000-6,000 or around 15,000-16,000 ton. Lower in terms of the overall lower demand. As I mentioned in my earlier discussion, because of the pigment and the UPR segment, slightly there is a deterioration in the demand in that segment. So there was the import was also low and overall domestic sale was also low.
Okay, but sir, if the demand is weak, but the supplies are constant, right? No one is like
Supply was constant, but earlier it was 10,000 ton import per month. It was 8,000-9,000 ton import. This time it was 4,000-5,000 ton import. We also from typically 3,000-4,000 ton sold more than 6,000 ton in export. Basically every industry needs equilibrium. If there is a lower demand in domestic market, you sell export. Similarly, the import volume has also gone down. So it affects both the sides and reflected in both the sides.
Okay. Sir, apart from our existing expansion into the semiconductor, so is there any expansion which has been lined up into the downstream? Apart from the semiconductor, which anyways will be expanding, apart from it, like, so going into a new downstream chemistry or adding capacity for DEP more. Is there anything like into the downstream which
we are working on that. I think at appropriate time, we will be able to disclose all the information. Right now, the information is under discussion. And once it is approved by the board, it will be discussed and informed to the analyst investors as well as the chief.
Okay, sir.
Mr. Khetan, any further questions?
No, that's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anshul Mittal from Care Portfolio Managers. Kindly proceed.
Hello. Yes, sir. Actually, I missed the first half of the call. I just wanted to ask the current spread of the NOx, and as I know the sustainable is for us is between 150 to 200. But what are the current spreads and how is it panned out in the last 3 months? Also, what are the current malic prices and demand for malic as well?
So, the last quarter it was 100, around 100, and right now it is between $170 to $200. Malic prices, which has gone down to as low as $800, $900, and last quarter right now it is between $1,100 to $1,200.
Okay. And sir, currently the demand was impacted only because of this pigment and UPR segment, and how are we planning?
Mainly these two segments. Now, because the UPR, again, it has restored back because the US has scrapped the duty. Pigment, it is gradually improving because there was an impact in China because of COVID also, which is also receding, and we are seeing good uptick in that demand also.
Progressively. Okay, sir. So what is the sustainable set of margins if you're expecting in FY23?
I think I would like to avoid to give any margin guidance, but we expect that margin need to be healthy because there is a good demand in domestic as well as international market, and there are very few
limited supply available in the international market.
Okay, sir. And sir, last question from my end. So the CAPEX TFI which we are planning, so has it started?
Yeah, CAPEX out of, I think we have spent already 150 crore plus and committed almost 80-85%, and we are targeting to complete it before March 2024.
Okay.
And we are talking about CAPEX, I think construction is also completed more than 50%.
Okay, that's great. And so the cost, because of this inflationary environment, has the cost for CAPEX increased?
Not exactly, because most of the CAPEX was tied up in imported data that was free at that time of time, and it's funded through debt sometime because it's a 5 to 7 years debt. There are M2M charges which you need to provide because of the fluctuation in the exchange rate. In this quarter, the profit would have been 32-33 crore, but we have provided 11 crore on account of the foreign exchange M2M charges. Of course, there is no cash outflow, but you need to provide as per the Indian accounting standard.
Oh, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Nirav Jimudiam from Anvil Research. Kindly proceed.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. So, sir, based on the consumption of phthalic in India, I was doing some math. So, is it safe to assume that the plasticizer demand in India is closer to 1 million ton? All the three plasticizers put together?
I think it is expected to touch. Right now, I understand the demand is around 5 to 6 lakh ton. It is growing at 10 to 15%.
Okay, correct. And we are into DEP, right? So, out of the three major plasticizers being produced in India, we are into DEP. So, rest of the plasticizers are produced by some unorganized players, or is it a...
No, in the downstream, one or two players are producing, and we are also evaluating opportunity regarding getting into the downstream.
Okay. So generally, if we understand, or if we want to understand the capacities which we may be evaluating, or let's say we may be thinking of putting up in the future, what is the asset turnover for this sort of plasticizer? If you can just share your perspective.
So, I will not try to comment on which one.
I don't want to understand. So, I don't want to know the product name or specific to the product, but what sort of asset turnovers are there for this?
Typically, in a plasticizer, where the raw material is phthalic and the other, like alcohol and all that,
yeah,
the asset turnover ratio is around 5 to 6 times. That means if you spend 150 crore,
yeah,
then you will have a sale of around 1000 to 1100 crore.
Okay.
So that's even at 4% return,
yeah,
5% return, your payback period is less than 3 years.
Got it. Correct. And so the second question is on phthalic. So are we seeing some capacities building up at the global level? So are we hearing something on capacity expansion by the existing players or somebody new?
In global level, no. But in India, yes. IG is under construction. Another two players are also looking at. One is looking at expanding capacity. One, which is the customer, is also looking at set up the capacity to fulfill their end need. Because
correct,
India is a very growing market, and I expect correct India. Of course, I don't want to give any forward-looking statement, but I believe by next 8 to 10 years, say by 2030, India will be near about 1 million ton of requirement of phthalic.
Okay. Which is currently 4 lakh tons?
4 to 4.5.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity again and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. We have the next question from the line of K.B. Shankara Rao, individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Mr. Pramod.
Yeah.
Just trying to understand the comparison between last quarter and this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Last quarter, 55 crore, this quarter is 30 crore drop. Based on the conversation so far, I've understood three different reasons. One is the demand drop from about 50-52 to around 46.
Correct.
4 to 5 drop, that's one reason. Second is provision of 11 crores that were made in this quarter three. That is the second reason. Third is the price drop in Talik and Maliq.
Correct.
These are three reasons, right?
Yeah.
It's possibility to split the 30 crore drop between the three reasons. Just to help us to understand.
So basically, you can say 10 crore each.
Okay.
10 for Malik, 10 for M2M and 10 for others.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. To ask a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone. The next question is from the line of Chirag Vakaria from Budhwani Finance. Can you proceed?
Sir, just wanted to understand from you, during this Q3 where you were seeing the spread that shrunk, what was the worst spread, the lowest spread that you saw in Q3?
Lowest spread, it's about 100. I think lowest means you can't talk about
the spread for Q3.
For you can't talk about spread for one day. In one day, suppose it is even 60-70, you are selling generally on the basis of last 15 days average.
So
one day, spread doesn't matter. So ultimately, it was around 100, sometime it is 90, sometime 110, 120, sometime 80. But we have never seen the spread going below 80, because whenever it goes 80, it again come back to 100. Because 100 to 120 is the conversion cost for most of the players in the world. Actually, if you look at Europe and America, conversion cost is 120 to 150. If the spread is below 150, that means they are making losses.
Okay.
So that is the reason it spread, if it goes down, it comes back very quickly.
So you are saying that if it goes below 100, then the cost of production is also $100. So other players will start making loss, you are saying, right?
Correct.
Okay. So 100 has to sustain. And sir, if that is the case, I mean, for IGPL, if you know we are at a spread where we don't make any money, then from MA and BA, everything comes to gross profit, right? So from there we are making money, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
And
sir,
from that, as well as the operational efficiency in terms of correct. And all put together will make money.
Yeah. So just I missed that one number. This 524 crore of top line, you said non-thalic is how much, sir? From 524 crore?
Yeah, 15 crore for DEP, 15 crore for Malik, and 7 crore for the interest on investments and FCC deposit.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. For questions, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of KB Sankara Rao, individual investor. Can we proceed?
Mr. Pramod, Shankar Rao again.
Yeah.
You mentioned three reasons for the drop from quarter 2 to quarter 3, Mr. Pramod.
Yeah.
And the demand drop.
It's not demand drop, basically. The other way around, you need to look at the overall volume drop, basically.
Yeah, volume drop, it is corrected in Q4 is my understanding.
Yeah.
Second is price also is corrected. That also has improved from $100 to $170 to $200, right?
Yeah.
Will there be any provision in Q4, any possibility?
Provision for MPM for Forex?
Correct.
I will not be able to mention because the provision is based on 89 rupee euro rate today, which is peak up till now. So I would not like to predict the rate. Euro is 89 today and I believe it will go down from 89. So you see M2M gain, some gain has to be there. Let's see, because it's very difficult to predict.
But possibility is
having M2M provision is very remote. It may be some gain over the period of next year because the loan is for 6-7 years, but you need to provide every quarter as per accounting standard.
Okay, got it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Bhandari for closing comments.
Okay. Thank you very much, friends. I would like to conclude this call. If you have any queries, please get in touch with SGA or Investor Relations Advisor or send us a mail. Thank you, everyone, for joining this call. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of IG Petrochemicals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.